RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to our English program over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news followed by news across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our segment with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present to you our daily segment Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listener, welcome to the news. Here is the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo exposed the objectives of social forestry program. Ministry of Education and Culture appreciates Indonesian diaspora move. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo said that the social forestry program is not a symbolic event, but the utilization of land to improve the people's economy in a legal way. This was exposed by President Joko Widodo in his speech when submitting the decree letter of state forest utilization in Wonoharjo Village, Boyolali District, Central Java on Saturday. The president asserted that the government will distribute some forest land as the utilization of social forestry. He also explained that on Wednesday, October 1st, the government handed over social forestry land in Muara Gembong, Bekasi Regency to be used as shrimp pond. He hopes that the social forestry can support the economy of the community by utilizing the land in their respective areas. Meanwhile, Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya said that the social forestry in Indonesia has already reached an area covering around 1.08 million hectares. Minister of Education and Culture Muhajir Effendi expressed his appreciation to Indonesian diaspora MOVE and students who are members of the Indonesian Students Association of French and French Citizens in promoting Indonesia. Attending the 39th UNESCO General Assembly, Minister Muhajir Effendi met with French citizens and attended a friendly event with the Indonesian community in Paris. The education attaché of Indonesian Embassy in Paris, Surya Rosa Putra, said to Antara London on Saturday that in the meeting with French citizens, it consisted of Bernard Riguin and Sylvain Scholistic, principal and music teacher, that was the recipient of gamelan donation from the Ministry of Education and Culture in 2016, and French gamelan activists Christophe Moure or Java gamelan and Theo Marigeu Balinese gamelan. On the occasion, Riguin again thanked to the Indonesian government for the gamelan was received. He views that teaching gamelan and Indonesian culture becomes main driving of activities in schools. Riguin also remarked that he also spread gamelan teaching to various schools in collaboration with music schools. In addition, gamelan groups performed cultural events. The Singaporean Embassy in Jakarta held a music concert to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations with Indonesia of Rising 50. The musical concert featured of performances of the Ensemble Music Group from Singapore, Tan Quartet collaborating with a pianist from Bandung, West Java, Irene Everin. This was stated by the Ambassador of Singapore to Indonesia, Anil Kumai Nayar, in his speech in Jakarta on Saturday, November 4, 2017.
So to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the bilateral relationship between our two countries, through the course of this year, we've had people-oriented activities from sports to food to fashion. And today, this evening, this afternoon, we will have music the talent that we will have today performing for us actually do not need much introduction. Tang Quartet from Singapore, very well known. And of course, Ibu Irene from Bandung.
Ambassador Anil Kumar Nair further said that the musical concert involving two music artists from both countries is expected to show strong friendship between the two countries that had reached 50 years or golden anniversary. The 9th exhibition of European Higher Education Fair, or EHEF 2017, took place in Indonesia and it brought 138 higher education institutions from 14 European countries. This year, the EHEF is held in three cities, namely Jakarta, Yogyakarta, and Palembang. For the first time, Palembang in South Sumatra became the chosen city where the fair will be held. A great number of students become the main reason why the city of Palembang serves as the organizer of this fair. This was stated by Destriani Nugroho as the program manager of European Union delegation to Indonesia at the opening of EHEF 2017 at Kartika Expo Center Balai Kartika in South Jakarta on Friday, 4th November. In addition to the number, this exhibition is also aimed at introducing European education to students in Palembang. We look more at the great number of the students in Palembang. Since we have not been to Palembang, we hope we could introduce European education for students in Palembang. The exhibition in Palembang will be held on 7 November 2017. In addition to Palembang, this was ever held in Medan, North Sumatra. Destriani Nugroho also hoped that this fair can be held in Kalimantan, especially Samarinda or Banjarmasin. Indonesia's ambition to produce qualified successors is in line with European Union belief that education can promote economic growth and reduce social inequalities. This commitment is reflected in the quality of higher education of European universities, which stands consistently the world's best universities according to KIES World University Rankings. Europe is often the main destination of Indonesian students to pursue their higher education. In the education sector, cooperation between Indonesia and the European Union is evident from the increasing number of Indonesian students studying in Europe. For students across Indonesia who want to study in Europe, the European Union gives each year more than 1,500 scholarships for various levels of education. This was stated by the European Union Ambassador to Indonesia, Vincent Gerend, at the opening ceremony of the European Higher Education Exhibition, or EHEF 2017, at Kartika Expo Center Balai Kartini, South Jakarta.
So the number has been steadily increasing, and that's very good. And we are certainly working on this because we are, as I said, very interested.
The increase in the number of Indonesian students in Europe has increased, and that is a very good thing. And we are working with speakers from every country who attended the exhibition. We are interested in attracting bright students from all over the world. At the same time, Mrs. Davis said that the European Union will support Indonesian students who go to Europe, with the European Union giving every year more than 1,500 scholarships to Indonesian students who want to go or study in Europe. However, to make the cooperation between Indonesia and the European Union better in the education sector, the World Economic Forum again released the list of Global Competitiveness Index 2016 and 2017, which puts Indonesia at 41st position from 138 countries, on which the competitiveness of Indonesian human resources is still lagging when compared to neighboring countries such as Singapore in the second position, Malaysia in the 25th position, and Thailand in the 34th position. The last item, the harmony of Indonesian and Singaporean diplomatic relations that has been established for 50 years is shown through a musical concert involving musical artists from both countries. The musical concert is an ensemble music group from Singapore, Tan Quartet, that collaborated with pianists from Bandung, West Java, Irene Afarin. This was stated by the ambassador of Singapore to Indonesia, Anil Kumar Nair, in his speech in Jakarta on Saturday, November 4, 2017. So I will show you their qualified appearance today, and I want to end by saying and expressing my hope that the relationship between Singapore and Indonesia will also be harmonious and it keeps going on. The musical concert is one part of a series of events held by the Embassy of Singapore to Indonesia in Jakarta in November 2017. This is to welcome the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations with Indonesia entitled Rising 50. Listener, that was the news. Listener, welcome back to our weekly segment of news from across the country, the segment which presents interesting information from various regions in a week. The first story comes from Magelang, Central Java. Indonesian Religious Minister Lukman Hakim Syaifuddin opened the 10th Swayamvara Tripitaka Gatha or GTM at Lumbini Park Borobudur Temple, Magelang Regency, Central Java Province on Thursday. The 10th GTM, which was held on November 2nd until 5th, 2017, participated in by 1,600 participants from 32 provinces in Indonesia. In his remark, Minister Lukman Hakim Syaifuddin hoped that the Swayamvara Tripitaka Gatha should be able to introduce glorious Dharma so that it is implemented by the whole society. According to the minister, in observing and studying the development of Buddhism during the glory of the Majapahit Kingdom and Sriwijaya is a challenge for Indonesian Buddhists to make Buddhism as a source of Buddhist thought in the world. With regard to the theme of the implementation of the 10th Swayamvara Tripitaka Gatha or STG, which carries the theme Mental Revolution, the minister quotes the Dharma of Buddhism that teaches the truth and morality. The next story comes from Yogyakarta. Yogyakarta City Hall complex in the next 2 weeks will be completed by mural decoration in the two sides of the office outer walls themed the tourism icon in Yogyakarta. Yogyakarta Mayor Haryadi Suyuti in Yogyakarta last Wednesday said the event is aimed to increase the vibrancy of Yogyakarta City Hall complex. The mural project will start into two walls with appropriate types such as some tourism icons, the front yard Yogyakarta Palace and Mount Merapi on the west side of the wall, while the east side will be decorated with the mural of Beringharjo Market. The 30 million rupiah project will be conducted by mural community in Yogyakarta for about 10 days. The work usually uses acrylic paint and special coating to get better creation. The last story comes from Bali. The Hindu Dharma community in Bali celebrates the holy day of Galungan, the greatest feast in commemorating the Dharma or virtue, victory against Adharma or ugliness, with solemnity last Wednesday. Hindus, both men, women and children wearing dominated white traditional clothes, the women bring offerings on their heads, go to the temple to hold prayers. The atmosphere of Denpasar city and rural areas in Bali look lively because along the way is decorated with penjor as a symbol of prosperity. The roads along Denpasar city seem quiet because all offices of government and private agencies in Bali were closed for 3 consecutive days, 31st October, 1st and 2nd November 2017. Chairman of Parisada Hindu Dharma Indonesia, Bali Province, Professor Dr. E. Gusti Ngurah Sudiana reminded, in making penjor galungan, the Hindus should be based on simplicity according to the meaning. The substance of penjoran galungan leads to the agricultural commodities as a symbol of prosperity and the holy place or sangha to pray. According to Ngurah Sudiana, Galungan Penjor actually do not need expensive cars, but completeness and meaning is the most important. People who live in one alley, for example, can make one penjor mutually to be installed in front of the alley. Listener, that was the news from across the country.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is Saturday World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. Let's start with November 5th, 1935. The game of Monopoly is widely produced. Monopoly is one of the most famous board games in the world. The objective of this game is to master all the plots on the board through purchasing, leasing, and exchanging property in a simplified economic system. Before Monopoly, there had been similar games, among them the Landlord game created by Elizabeth Magee to make it easier for people to understand how landlords enrich themselves and impoverish the tenants. In addition to sales, the game is also spread from word of mouth, and local variations are also beginning to develop. The game is called Auction Monopoly, or later shortened to Monopoly. The game was later studied by Charles Darrow and patented and sold by him to Parker Brothers as his own inventions. Parker began producing this game extensively on November 5, 1935. Turning to November 5, 2008, Barack Obama delivers his victory speech. Barack Obama is an American politician who served as the 44th President of the United States. He was the first African American to occupy the post. On November 4, Obama won the election with 365 electoral votes compared to 173 votes obtained by McCain. Obama won 52.9% of the popular vote compared to 45.7% that McCain received. Obama delivered his victory speech in front of hundreds of thousands of supporters at Grand Park, Chicago on November 5, 2008. The last is from November 5, 2010, the second eruption of Mount Merapi. Mount Merapi is a volcano in the middle of Java Island and is one of the most active volcanoes in Indonesia. On September 20, 2010, it was recommended that the volcano status be increased from normal active to alert. A large eruption began in the morning on Thursday, November 4, 2010, resulting in cloud columns as high as 4 km and bursts of hot clouds to various directions at the foot of Merapi. Furthermore, since about 3 o'clock during the day, there was an incessant eruption until the evening and reached its peak in the early hours of Friday, November 5, 2010. Towards midnight, the radius of danger for all places zoomed to 20 km from the summit. The series of eruptions and roar sounds could be heard up to the city of Yogyakarta, Magelang City, and the center of Wonosobo Regency. That was Today in History from Area Road Service in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is Area Road Service Voice of Indonesia with this week's Spotlight. Today it's on President Inaugurates Becakayu Toll Road. after being stopped about 21 years, Bekasi Cawang Kampung Melayu, or abbreviated Becakayu Section 1B and 1C toll route, was inaugurated by President Joko Widodo on Friday 3rd November. The approximately 8-kilometer route connects Cipinang Melayu in East Jakarta to Jaka Sampurna area in West Bekasi. The inauguration was marked by the sound of siren and signing of the inscription. After that, President Jokowi, accompanied by a number of ministers, Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan and Vice Governor of West Java Deddy Mizwar, inspected the Becakayu toll road segment. The president believes the new toll road will break down the congestion that has been there for years. Later, the president revealed the construction of this toll road will be forwarded to Tambun, Bekasi. He requested that the construction of other Becakayu toll road segments immediately be forwarded. Regarding land acquisition, he is optimistic that it will be completed soon. The president said the presence of Becakayu toll will increase the capacity and choice of road users and make travel mileage much faster. The president explained if during this time travel from Bekasi to Jakarta has taken about 2 hours, with the operation of Becakayu toll road, it is expected to shorten travel time to about 1.5 hours. While the distance from Bekasi to Kampung Melayu is estimated can be passed within 30 minutes. Becakayu toll road will also improve the traffic logistic vehicle traffic to Karawang, Cibitung, and Bandung because it doesn't need to pass through the city. For the moment, users of Becakayu toll road are free of charge because the price have not been decided yet. Meanwhile, Minister of Public Works and Housing Basuki Hadi Mulyono said that the toll road is expected to cut traffic on Kalimalang highways and the Jakarta-Cikampek toll route, which mainly due to the accumulation of vehicle volumes at the Halim toll gate. That was this week's Spotlight. Listener, welcome to the news in brief. President Joko Widodo exposed the objectives of social forestry program. President Joko Widodo said that the social forestry program is not a symbolic event, but the utilization of land to improve the people's economy in a legal way. Ministry of Education and Culture appreciates Indonesian diaspora move. Minister of Education and Culture Muhajir Effendi expressed his appreciation to Indonesian diaspora MOVE and students who are members of the Indonesian Students Association of French and French Citizens in promoting Indonesia. The Singaporean Embassy in Jakarta held a music concert to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations with Indonesia, or Rising 50. The 9th Exhibition of European Higher Education Fair, or EHEF 2017, took place in Indonesia and it brought 138 higher education institutions from 14 European countries. Indonesia's ambition to produce qualified successors is in line with European Union belief that education can promote economic growth and reduce social inequalities. The harmony of Indonesian and Singaporean diplomatic relations that has been established for 50 years is shown through a musical concert involving musical artists from both countries. Well, listener, that was the news in brief. You still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a regular segment featuring Indonesian tourism, like places of interest, art and culture, also culinary. Today, I will introduce Air Putih Lebong, a tourist destination in Bengkulu. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. If you get bored with mediocre tourist attraction, maybe Air Putih Lebong, located in Air Putih Village, Pinang Belapi Sub-District, Lebong Regency, Bengkulu Province, can be an alternative for you. The place is called Air Putih, or White Water in English, not because the water is white like milk, for instance, but because the water is crystal clear. The uniqueness of this place is a combination of cold water and hot water flowing in the one river. The cold and very fresh water is flowing directly from a spring at Mount Semelako to Air Putih River. From the surface of the water, you can see some rocks with varying sizes at the bottom of the river. So clear is the water. Around the water, there are plenty of lush green trees, so if you want to swim, even when the sun is shining brightly, you don't have to worry about the heat because the lush shady trees will keep you comfortable. The rows of tree and the fresh air gives visitors certain pleasures. Lebong Regency is located in the mountains and surrounded by valleys, making the air in this tourist spot cool with a beautiful view. In this resort, there are also some gazebos that visitors can use to rest. Regarding refreshment, you don't have to worry because there are also some stalls that provide snacks and beverages. To reach Air Putih, you can go through two ways. The first is from North Bengkulu through Giri Mulia District with a view of the coffee garden along the road. While the second alternative is through Curup to Muara Amandengan, and you will pass the beautiful Tes Lake. From the district downtown to Whitewater Lebong only takes approximately 30 minutes. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder introducing Air Putih Lebong in Bengkulu Province. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener, welcome to Miscellany, a regular segment which brings you various information about Indonesia. Today's topic is West Java develops halal tour with Japan. Stay tuned. The development of halal tourism concept has become a trend in various countries, not only Indonesia, which is a country with Muslim majority population. Other countries such as Japan is now getting interested to develop the concept of halal tourism. West Java provincial government cooperates with Shizuoka prefectural government in Japan on the development of halal tourism. Shizuoka prefectural government stated that it is steadily developing halal tourism in its territory. Shizuoka Shizuoka Prefectural Governor Heitaka Wakatsu said supporting needs of Muslim tourists, such as the prayer room or musala, will be built at Manfuji Shizuoka Airport. The terms of halal food and beverages has also been socialized to hotels and restaurants entrepreneurs in Shizuoka. They are encouraged to serve a variety of halal foods and promote them. Shizuoka is an area producing tea, vegetables, and fruit in Japan. In addition to the vegetarian menu, Japan is rich with various processed of fish recipe, which can be an alternative to halal food. Heita said that the halal tourism business opportunity in Shizuoka is getting wide open. Various cooperation with West Java is considered to expand Shizuoka's relationship with the people of both countries, including Muslim tourists. According to him, the tourism sector in the location of Mount Fuji is experiencing a very rapid development. The number of hotels in Shizuoka alone is above 3,000, exceeding the number of hotels in Tokyo, the capital city of Japan. He explained that the current halal tourism increasingly in demand and in need by Muslim tourists. He added that this Muslim holiday style is also a dream of non-Muslim tourists because it includes the concept of family-friendly tour. Meanwhile, West Java Governor Ahmad Heriawan welcomed the Shizuoka Prefectural Government's plan to build a musala at Mount Fuji Shizuoka Airport and the development of halal tourism in Shizuoka. Ahmad Heriawan or Aher hope this cooperation can be developed to various other sectors, including the flight from Kertajati International Airport in West Java to Shizuoka. Previously, West Java and Shizuoka have signed a letter of intent. Aher said the signing has been continued in the form of memorandum of understandings for cooperation in various fields such as human resource development, science and technology, economics, sports, tourism and other fields. Listener, that was Miss Eleni for today. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miss Eleni on Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Aisha Chaima in Algeria. She was listening to our broadcast in French through shortwave on frequency of 9525 kHz. Miss Aisha Chaima is our regular listener. Hello, Miss Aisha Chaima. Thank you for your email dated March 23rd, 2017. As information, you can also find out our broadcasting schedule from our website www.bui.co.id. You just click Broadcasting Schedule and you will find 24-hour language service and transmission schedule, Voice of Indonesia. And you can learn about Indonesian language through our segment Apprendi e Indonesian, or in English, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. As our appreciation, we will send our key SL card to your home, and your email has been forwarded to related section. Please be patient to wait for the reply from the section. Thank you.
Teringat aku saat pertama kita bertemu. Malu-malu kau bertanya padaku alamat rumah temanmu. Sejak itu pesan pertama kirimkan untukmu, manis tutur rayuan kata cinta dan kutujukan padamu. Ku tak yakin ini kan terjadi. Hari berlalu indah bagai mimpi. Bahagia ku rasakan bila berdua dengan dirimu sayang. Dunia seakan milik kita berdua. Oh bahagia, oh bahagia.
Listener, now we will replay a letter from MD Zafar Hassan. He sent his email to our broadcast on March 24, 2017. Hello, Mr. Zafar Hassan. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. We try to answer your questions. Voice of Indonesia Facebook fan page is not connected to our website www.vi.co.id. Our radio streaming is working on RRI Play and RRI World Service mobile applications now. Our technical division has fixed it. So, Mr. Zafar Hassan, we hope that you can enjoy our program. Hopefully, our answer can satisfy you. Well, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. Thank you. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Ku tahu waktu kamu lihat aku. Ku tahu waktu kamu ngejek aku. Ku tahu
Waktu kamu lihat aku tahu. Waktu kamu ngeceng aku tahu. Kamu udah gak pukul. Ku tahu kamu udah gak nahan. Sama kamu, ku mau, mau jadi pacar kamu. Ku mau, mau banget sama kamu. Ku mau jadi pacar kamu. Ku tahu kamu udah gak kuku. Ku tahu kamu udah gak nangis.
Still listening to listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Chaima Ahmed in Algeria. In his email, Mr. Chaima Ahmed said that he was listening to our broadcast in Spanish program. Hello, Mr. Chaima Ahmed, how are you? We are really glad to receive your email dated April 4, 2017, but we are really sorry because we cannot send your request and as information. For broadcasting schedule, you can visit our website www.vui.co.id. Through the website, you can also find out our segment of the program if you missed the segment. So, Mr. Chaima Ahmed, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
Hey, baby, there's something I want you to know. Be ready for a romantic story.
Cari dirimu takkan ada habisnya, membuat diriku menggila. Bila hati ini menjatuhkan pilihan, apapun akan kulewati. Ini sayang sangat penting bagiku. Kau jawaban yang aku cari. Oh, 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 kisah ini sayang kan ku bagi denganmu. Dengarlah sayang. Cintaanku padamu.
Jangan, dengarlah sayangku. Aku
listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Maruf Dewan. He is from Finland. In his email, Mr. Maruf Dewan said that he wants to participate in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. Hello, Mr. Maruf Dewan. Thank you for your email. For your information, every year, Voice of Indonesia holds Wonderful Indonesia Quiz and Voice of Indonesia International Quiz. So the quiz is held twice. So we suggest you to always tune in our radio so you won't miss the quiz. Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate the reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Bakabar No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Bakabar No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Thank you.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Apakah engkau lupa janji cinta kita? Tak kusangka ternyata kau penuh dusta.
Selalu kau bilang akulah satu-satunya. Sekarang kulihat engkau dengan siapa. Apa kau pikir aku bodoh juga buta? Tak perlu kau harap cinta. Kau pikir aku bisa, kau berdaya. Janji kita setia, oh lupakan saja. Janji dan cintaku, kau rekayasa. Sudah tak perlu drama, kau berjura di cinta. Kau pikir aku bisa, kau berdaya. Janji kita setia, oh lupakan saja. Janji dan cintaku, kau rekayasa. Sudah tak perlu drama, kau berjura di cinta.
Tak kusangka kau berbuat gila, tak kuduga ternyata kau penuh dusta.
Apa kau pikir aku bodoh juga buta? Tak perlu kau harap cinta. Kau pikir aku bisa, kau berdaya. Janji kita setia, oh lupakan saja. Janji dan cintaku, kau rekayasa. Sudah tak perlu drama, kau mencurangi cinta.
Tak kusangka, duga.
You think I'm blind?
I'm hard to find.
I love you, girl.
You're not my fault.
Apakah kau lupa dari cinta kita?
Tak kusangka, kau dusta.
Selalu kau bilang akulah satu-satunya. Sekarang ku lihat engkau dengan siapa. Apa kau pikir aku bodoh juga buta? Tak perlu kau harap cinta.
Kau pikir aku bisa, kau berdaya. Janji kita setia, oh lupakan saja. Janji dan cintaku, kau rekayasa. Sudah tak perlu drama, kau mencurangi cinta.
You let's go.
Kau bisa, kau berdaya.
Yeah.
Janji kita setia, oh lupakan saja.
Yeah.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.